Everyone, you've tuned in to Radiance by Design. My name is Veronica Entwistle. What is your name? This is a show, a call-in show, and you can actually call in and give me your first name, ask a question, or tell us something that you've just learned. We'll do, hopefully, with my guides and angels, and perhaps yours as well, we'll do some energy work and help you get out of potholes you might be in. It's really fun lately. We had a lot of fun. I don't know how many of you heard Paradigm Shifters last Tuesday night, but he's a punk rocker and a Zen master. And we were just talking about how I really love to have, what would we call it, a sense of reality. I like to be a real live human being. And years ago, somebody said, poor Ronnie doesn't know whether to be a go-go dancer or a nun. And I think that's still kind of true, not that I'm a go-go dancer, but there's a whole kind of life on this planet, kind of playful game. And our last guest, Brad Warner, who is just, I think, a wonderful being, he knows how to really sort of, he's lived in lots of places around the world. He knows how to deepen in himself. He knows how to also express kind of the real earth plane stuff, which got him into music as it was. And he knows a lot about, say, sound healing and meditation and so on. But it's wonderful. He gets very still and very deep, and he probably gets very raucous. We looked around for his music and asked him for some links, but we didn't. He was probably meditating. He didn't answer me. And his book is There Is No God, But He Will Never Leave You. It's really all the paradoxical etheric truths that surround us all. It's just amazing. Because you and I are energy people. We are energy beings first and foremost, and what we download into ourselves to create our fleshy appearance is the kind of energy programs, reactions, and so on. And some of them might be millions of years old. I was going to say hundreds of years old. But heavens, we could be millions of years old, couldn't we? Floating around, going from galaxy to galaxy, plunging into the earth plane, because this is a high speed, they call it high speed, evolutionary force for us to come here where the density is so great. And we're supposed to be, I'm kind of cycling through because the guides were talking earlier when I was doing some channeling about talking about our terms. What is healing? What are we after here? What are we trying to do? And I believe we're trying to raise our fields and frequency. Because when you change the energy, you change the reality. As you raise your fields and frequency, you change your out-picturing. And if you're clever about your out-picturing or astute about it and really concentrating on where it is you want to head and what you want to see and be, all of that change, that helps. That helps you contrive to raise your fields and frequency and actually change your reality. And ultimately, that can change the reality of our species. There are a lot of new frequencies coming in through the universes, And as we embrace the feelings of changing our fields and frequency, as we embrace all that and we draw in the higher frequencies or learn to be in accord with the higher frequencies that are available, it becomes easier and easier for us to manifest, for us to really see life the way we want it to be, to learn to be more and more magical. But one of the things that we often forget to talk about when we're talking like this is the fact that you want to drop inside on a regular basis and find out where you have either hidden or filed all kinds of things that are not so magical, like feelings of failure, okay? Failure, success, feelings of the feminine not being strong enough. Where is that in your body? We're going to go through, whilst we're in our meditative structure, we're going to go through a few words, and we're going to see if we can get the link to those words, those feelings in your body, mind, and where they show up in your limbs or in your organs. And the guides are saying that healing is very often going in and releasing densities that come in. For example, if you feel that the feminine is weak or your feminine aspect is hiding or the feminine part of your nature is holding back because it's accustomed to the patriarchy, life in the patriarchy. I read the other day that it's 25,000 years long. I thought it was more like 8, but, you know, I don't know. I never studied that. I don't think they taught that in our history class, and they certainly didn't have the Google for us and the Internet, did they? But in any case, where do you record the feminine? I don't care if you're a boy person or a girl person. Where do you record the feminine in your body, mind? And the thing that I love to play with words, and I think it's been very interesting, if you take a word like feminine and you ask your body, where is this recorded in my body, right? You'll find a whole bunch of little that's if you let yourself do it in the moment. That means just letting go and letting yourself feel it. Which parts of your body, mind do you feel it in? I feel it right now in my hands. And I feel it right in my legs. I had a lot of mistrust of the feminine as I grew up for a number of reasons, which I won't go into right now, maybe one day. And in that mistrust of the feminine, as soon as I bring up that word, the feminine, in my body, mind, my legs get very weak. Funny, isn't it? And so what do your legs represent? They represent holding you up, right? They represent support. They represent understanding. And so there's something in my legs that are that have recorded that. This is the sort of thing we're talking about healing. We want to use this vibrational awareness to move ourselves out of that particular fragility and into a much more carefully chosen whole approach to strength, you know? So as I always say, I love us talk about strength. I'd love us to strengthen ourselves and become a very coherent vibrational unity, and we're going to do our meditation together. And I know I started off talking about Brad Warner and realistic versus the spiritual, or the in-depth and being honest about what's real and so on. But I really think we can do that all the way through this show. So I haven't changed the subject. I wanted us to express what's really real for you and what's really real for me in our sacred geometric, so that we can actually heal ourselves where we don't want to be that way. But it's also not something to condemn or something to be upset and angry about. It's just something to recognize. Because when you recognize things about yourself and what you've done wrong, what you've absorbed, what you've stuck in your legs, like in my case, you know, or how you've made yourself weak, that's where the healing begins. We can use our energy. We can use the downloads from the universe. We can use some music and some dancing. We can do all kinds of things to lift and transform our energy field. So let's play. Are you ready? And then right after this, I'm hoping that you'll call in and we can talk about you and what's going on in your world. Are you enjoying the summer? Okay, so close your eyes, please. And above your head, maybe 2 miles, find a golden ball. And below your spine, about 40 feet, another golden ball. And now drop a filament of light from the upper golden ball through your spine into the lower golden ball. And now from the upper golden ball, you're on a skewer now, aren't you? You're kind of on the spit. From the upper golden ball to about waist height, drop a golden four-sided pyramid. And then upside down, with its point going into the lower golden ball, another four-sided pyramid. And then you meet base to base so that there's an eight-sided figure going all around your little skewer there. Okay, that's called your octahedron. And inside of that, you want to create a crystal ball. And take a look at the beautiful shimmering spectral colors in your crystal ball. Now, inside of that, there's a star tetrahedron or a three-dimensional star of David. And you're inside that. So you've got your octahedron on the outside, the crystal ball just inside that. And inside a little farther, you have a star, and you're inside the star. Remember, you're still on this big string, this filament of light that runs from the upper golden ball to the lower. So you're in what the guides call the structure. And start spinning and spinning and spinning. Now, as we spin and spin and spin, you're going to see an amazing, magical screen. And on that screen, you're going to create some wonderful movies. And the first movie is about you with you and your healing. Now, as we were talking about it at the beginning, one of the things about healing is finding out where you hide or where you've stored certain reactions to life. Maybe not just this life, maybe many lives. So let's look at, for example, we'll take a word like, here you are on the screen and we're going to watch you in this little movie. And the first word we're going to take, and it's a watchy-feely movie, meaning you can feel what's going on in there. And in this first screen, you're going to take the word success. How about that? And ask your body what success feels like, your vibrational body. I want to feel all the energy that comes from the word success. I'm laughing because I have a certain amount of turmoil in there. What's in your body, mind? And where do you have it? If you want, you can also throw the word failure in and watch them bounce back and forth. Yeah. So where do you feel success in your body? And where do you feel failure? And where do you feel success? And where do you feel failure? Isn't that interesting? So paying a lot of attention to your body, let's scour out the words. Let's scour out failure using a light bottle washer made of light, and it's like a spiraling port, and spiral out failure. We're not going to get rid of success. I want you to get success. Pay attention to what success feels like in your body. And now move it up to a higher and higher frequency. Bring it up to a higher and higher frequency. That's funny because mine moved from the belly to the heart. And from my knees to my feet. And up through the throat. Now once again, move success right up to your body so that it's vibrating at a higher and higher level. level. Okay, now wrap that in light. Now we're going to do another word, and then we're going to get on with our healing center. Let's take another word. Let's take, we started off talking a little bit about the feminine. Oh, let's take power, okay? I want you to scour or just clean up your nice little screen, and I want you to see yourself there on the second screen and take the word power. You can say, I'm powerful, I'm powerful, or this is how I feel, power. And then notice where you have contraction or expansion in your body, in your vibrational body. Oh my, some of you have got some really interesting stuff going on. Somebody's got some big fear of it. Mm-hmm. So which parts of your body are filled with the word power? Pay attention. Oh yeah, somebody's got it in the knees, belly, genital area, and throat. All different, these are all different people. So where do you have it in your body? Good. Now for some of you, you've got certain kinds of funny little pains that come with it. So let's exaggerate the word power the way it is in your body and mind. Okay, so let's take in a great light beam, a beautiful spiraling light. Can be gold, maybe it can be pink and gold and purple. It can be your choice. And move it into the base of your spine and then spiral up through your body. We'll call it the word power. Spiral it up through your body so it's increasing in resonance, increasing in frequency, all the way up through your body. And some of you can't get it very far up, and other ones are really doing it crackety jack. Right up through the throat, and up into the head, and have it swirl round and round in your brain, and shoot way out into the great central sun, back down again through your head, right down through your whole body. Good, now give your body a bit of a spin. How did you raise the field and frequency of that word power in your being? That's a great way to start feeling more and more powerful. Just look at you. A lot of you have your hands are now hotter and buzzier and have a higher frequency. Do you feel that? Okay, wrap that in light. That was just a couple of personal exercises. Now let's get into the Galactic Healing Center. Doing things differently tonight. I hope you like it. So let's go into the Galactic Healing Center. And we all have a wonderful, wonderful team of guides and angels around us. So let's ask for our healing team and have them wrap themselves around this wonderful table, the beautiful healing table. And the first person that comes into the healing table is you. And you plop yourself on the table. And what is it you would like to have healed? What would you like to work on? And if you don't know, ask them. They'll tell you. It might be something as simple as expanding your vision about what you can achieve with your new power and with your new success. It might be because you have a sore leg or sore throat or something like that. Somebody's got an awful headache. Okay, so ask them for help. Good. Now I see several people on the table, and what they're saying is when you did the shift of the word, a couple of you got some pains left over. Somebody's got like a real pressure and a pulse in the head. That doesn't mean you failed. That doesn't mean that you failed. That means that you're moving it, but it might be kind of like very dense. events to go in a second. So anyway, they're working with all of that. Wrap it in right. You feel that, isn't that nice? Feels really good. Wrap it in light, move it over to the side, and then we're going to have our magical team replicate themselves around a fresh table, and we're going to bring in some people that need some help. Let's see who needs help. I'm seeing a woman who's really, really backed up inside. She's just wild, and she's got a lot on her plate, and she has kids, and she has a lover that she's questioning. She gets headaches, and I think it's probably premenstrual. I don't know, but she's got a lot of hormonal fluctuations going on. Good. And then we're asking what she can do with that. And they're saying here, they're talking to her, they're saying that she has a lot of past life issues. And talk about the feminine. She has a lot of issues with the feminine and the fact that she's a very volatile, powerful soul. And yet as a woman and a mother, she feels somehow, volatile, but in what's supposed to be a more delicate path. She doesn't know how to be able to present her power back into the power thing. Into the world, she feels restrained at the same time as pushed from the inside, and they're working with her energetically. They're working with her to help her embody a very, very potent and powerful energy system. Yeah. Her energy body is starting to get easier now. It's almost like they're massaging her energy body. Good. And she's getting sleepy now, which is nice. Okay, so we're going to wrap you in light, ma'am. And if you are listening to the show, I hope you'll call us in later and tell us about it. Wrap you in light and move it over to the side. Sorry. And now we're bringing in somebody who's got, this one's got some terrible... sort of an interesting weight problem with a huge amount of water retention and a very misshapen body as a result. And we do know this is a huge diet problem with this person. I think it's the nature of the foods that you eat. And it's, I want to call it a protein deficiency. And it's not because you don't eat protein. It's because of some sort of metabolic thing. So that you've got a rather soft belly and your legs are swollen. This is a dangerous experience, especially when you're middle-aged like this. All right, so you lie on the table. I'm not judging it. I'm saying it's a difficult metabolic situation. So you're lying on the table. Yeah. And we're working with, and the team is working with your head. I'm going to ask you a question. Is how many, in your youth, how many people actually heard you for who you are? Okay. I can see your little one inside feeling kind of little and naked. On the outside, you're a little heavy and a little misshapen. Do you know what I mean? When you don't feel like your skin's taut enough and that your shape is clear enough. And I want to say, now this is for everybody at home to remember, I want to say that this person has been abused through a kind of a neglect or, can never feel successful. Doesn't feel like a failure so much, but can never feel successful, feels drowning somehow deep down. There we go. What we want to say is we see who you are. We see you. we see that what you have is an extreme sensitivity and a very clear perceptive ability, but it's unusual, meaning what you look at in somebody is different than what the average person looks at. So it's like how you see the world is different, very intuitive, easily frightened, so very skitterish, don't look skitterish on the outside, look kind of placid and a little bit passive. But inside there's this terrific sensitivity and a way of perceiving the world that is very different than for most people. And you have a sensitivity, a compassion, an understanding, and a perception that hardly anybody knows this, because you've backed yourself away from being seen, you understand? And the team is just loving you and playing with your inner child. There's some giggling going on, and you look like you're getting bigger inside. And you know what happens? The more you're seen and known for who you are, even by yourself, and the more those feelings of wanting to keep your external separate from public purview, when you really understand that, the easier it is to put them together, to start connecting the two so that they become whole. You're going to be just fine, and they're just radiating a kind of love to you and appreciation. And there should be quite a shift in that belly in a short period of time. And certainly, with the water retention, you might want to be taking dandelion, tincture of dandelion, or nap muir tissue salt, or lots of garlic. That's it. So we're going to wrap you in light and move it over to the side there. Now let's bring in our political person, or our political situation. All of these political characters land on one little table. Do you think we're magical? Oh, yeah. So let's bring in the team again around a fresh table. Good. And now let's talk about this whole thing about revelations. You know how we kind of joke about how this is the time of revelations. It's not really a joke, but for those who study the Bible that you've often talked to us about, it's coming into the time of revelation. And as so many things are being revealed, I keep thinking, wow, it's really the time of revelation for sure. And, of course, we've got Snowden, we've got Bradley Manning, and I read about someone else again tonight. I can't remember his name. But there are all these beings that are called whistleblowers, and how what's happening, whether or not, I don't know if it's going to bring everything down. It would seem ideal if it did. But the fact is that we're learning that there's a huge gap. This is on a physical level, not just a metaphysical level. On the metaphysical level, we already knew this was happening, and we all believed that it was going to change radically in 2012. I don't know if I ever really believed that. I thought maybe it would slide to a change over the next 10 years or hopefully less. But with all the stuff with Snowden lately, and the fact that what's being revealed is that our minds are being controlled by media so that we don't really know what's going on. You know, when the whole thing with Clinton and Monica Lewinsky was on, I think a lot of us were aware that the Monica Lewinsky scandal and the blue dress and all that sort of hoo-ha was partly to keep us from knowing what was going on behind the scenes and what the power base in this country, and probably other countries, but we're here now, was doing. And now, isn't that so blatant? Don't we all know now that, like, why the wars are going on, where the real power base is for money and for political stuff is all, it's not what it seems, and it's much more controlling than we thought. Very interesting. But then in metaphysics, we know that we take that those words and we slide them up to a higher and higher frequency, and we get freer and freer, don't we? So we get to a higher and higher frequency, pass it on. Because the way I was taught many, many years ago is even the people that are, you know, whether they're in the military or whether they're in, you know, the power machine or whatever, they're going to get hit by consciousness too. And consciousness will awaken them, their frequencies will move up, and things will have to change the energy, change the reality. So I'm really believing in that. But it's pretty amazing how clear those gaps are right now. So let's call in the higher frequency energies, run them down through the top of your head, down your neck, into your heart, round and round and round in your heart, which is extremely powerful. Somebody sent me a beautiful video on that. I wish I had the name of it and you could look it up. But through the heart, back up to the shoulders, down the arms, out the hands. Your hands might even be tingling right now. And let's send up through the feet, you know, the motivation, the understanding, and how people go ahead in the world. Send this amazing healing energy. Let's change the energy, change the reality of many of the beings who are in the power machine. That's right. Gonna raise the energy field of the machine. And everywhere you can find somebody sitting on your table there, because we have a universe practically on our table, just raise the field and frequency through them all. Excellent. Excellent. Yeah. Some of them don't like it. I guess they're just hanging on to dear life to what they know and where they think their power base is. The word power itself, let's move that again. Good. All right, now let's wrap that in light and let's once again draw that power up through the hands, up into the arms, around and around in the heart, up through the shoulders and out to the head, to the great central sun. Now we're going to call it back down and we're going to have it sent through our bodies again, to all the tough places on the planet, to Syria, my gosh, to the whole Middle East where there's so much disjointing and disempowerment and ancient, from what I understand, a lot of the stuff that's going on is ancient reactions that are sort of bred into the people's lineage and so on, as well as what the world power bases are demanding because of resources and so on. Very, very hard over there. So let's just send some healing energy light to each of those places, to the places where there's war, to Afghanistan, to Iran, to the places where there's been so much bloodshed and so many hurt people and broken families, and all over the world wherever these colossal damaging things in Quebec. I can't even think of all the places. I'm just taking my hand and patting the globe where there's a lot of sickness, there's a lot of financial problems, there's some tremendous inequity, there's some corruption. Yeah. There's a lot of good stuff too, right? But we're just patting this special light and bringing these frequencies to really ignite some transformation in a lot of these places. There have been terrible fires, storms, losses. That's it. And tap that beautiful energy so all around the planet. Yeah. And where the animals and birds have been disrupted and the fish, the sea life. Good. And now surround the earth so much so that there's this huge band of healing energy all over our globe. And just see it pulsing and glowing and expanding. Good work. And now bring it right back around and around the globe and back into your hands, up your arms, around your heart, up through the neck, out through the head, way out into the great central sun, back down again. And now let's close off the galactic healing center and have yourself spin and spin and spin in your star tetrahedron, in your structure. Very good. And now I'd really like it if any of you would like to call in. Tell me what's going on in your world, and could you feel it when we did that little bit of exercise on success and on power? Call me. I'm Veronica Entwistle. Call me on 888-627-6008. 888-627-6008. And I just hope that we can talk. Otherwise, I'll reach out and talk to you. Okay, then I'll just start looking around. What I'd really like us to do is call up the words. You know, I always have this little fantasy about when we're talking about something, I'll say, well, I want you to chew on the word love. Okay. I want you to chew on the word love. What does love mean to you? And what is truth? Right? But if you play on words like love or truth, have you noticed this, that even truth changes when you grow? And love changes when you grow. I've met more people, because I'm getting a little bit older now, I've met more people in my age category look back and go, I don't know if I ever really loved. I don't know if I was ever really able to love. And I think that the answer to that is, yeah, you loved, but, oh, hi, you just wait a minute and I'll finish my thought here. You loved, but as you grow and as you change and as you evolve, your love capacity expands, just like our consciousness does. And everybody listening to Radiance by Design, you're on a track of expansion and consciousness. So I'm so glad you called in. Thank you. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Veronica. It's Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. How you doing?
Good. Happy 4th or belated 4th.
Happy Independence, right?
Yes. So I haven't talked to you in a while, but I wanted to ask a question actually in regards to work, if I could.
Sure.
I remember you said something about possible work coming up for me, and I'm wondering if there's anything that I need to do in order to be ready for this, or to create it, or, I don't know, help it come along.
Lisa, did we say we see you going, like, east?
I think you said south, but east makes more sense.
Well, it's funny because I'm picking up, are you not working at all? You should be working some. You look like it.
Well, yeah, I'm like doing part-time work, but I was looking for something more stable.
And did you want to stay where you are generally?
I'm open.
You're in L.A., aren't you?
Yeah.
Well, this is funny because I don't think I saw this before, but the first thing I saw was Florida.
Really?
Yeah. Do you want to go to Florida? And there's another one that's east of where you are, but not that far.
I'm open. If that's where I'm supposed to go, I'd go.
Well, I think in terms of supposed to, when you said, well, is there anything I should do, are you applying? Are you putting your name into different places?
Not really. I'm mostly just talking to people and asking around.
And did you want work in theater? Is that the only thing you're looking for? Are you also looking for?
Sure, I'm open. I guess I'm just open, as weird as that sounds. But yeah, mostly theater.
Well, it's funny. It doesn't sound weird at all, but they're showing something that has to do with a perhaps it's a school of some sort, like a theater school or a fame kind of college. I think you're going to hear about that shortly, A. B, the other thing is that you need to brainstorm with yourself about where you would put your applications, because here's what I'm seeing. You just stick your name into a couple of situations and you get a couple of responses. You're being very, I'd be really surprised if you don't get something very soon, because you're being kind of primed. You've grown a lot, Lisa. You're much, there's still an indecisive part of you, but there's a strength and a power that's coming up. Almost like you feel like you've been held back, but things are going to start opening up again.
Yeah.
Maybe it's all the retrogrades that are going on.
Oh, the holding back.
Well, I think I read somewhere, you know, I'm not an astrologer, you all know that, but I read somewhere that there were like 5 planets retrograde, but something I read said that I think it's Saturn that's supposed to have turned around over the last day or two.
Yeah, you're right. It was okay. Direct, I think, on Saturday.
Because it looks like you're going to have some advantage, and the guides are saying get your name into a couple of places online or something, because things will start to pop for you. And I think you're going to have a choice of two.
Well, great. I'm ready for that.
And there's no man yet, right?
Well, no. No one that I want to actually marry, no. But I did run into the ex, evidently, on the plane when I flew back home, so that was awesome.
Was it awful? But
no, it wasn't. It just brought up a lot of stuff, but I dealt with it, and I think I did a good job considering.
I think it's funny that you ran into him going home.
Yeah. And yeah, I ran into him coming back.
Oh, coming
and
back.
Very cathartic.
Yeah, I think that's probably good for you, because I feel like you've grown a lot over the last while. You're still not complete. Of course, neither am I, and I'm 100 years old, so there you have it. But there's a lot of clearing to come up, and you've got sort of an indecision, and you've got a bit of confusion about who you are and whether you're valued. There's something about yourself, and this is for everybody at home. Pay attention to this word, okay? Because it's like how you value yourself is in the smelter right now. And I need you to pull off, or people at home for themselves as well, pull off some of those kind of shades on your self-evaluation that give you some indecision. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I get a sense of what you're talking about. But I hope that I've been working on some of that.
I think you're doing a great job, and I think you're growing, and you're not quite done yet. So guess what?
Yeah.
But it looks like things are going to perk for you this summer. It looks like July to me, but, you know, I can be wrong about time, but I really feel like it's starting to perk. And you said, what can I do? I go, get your name into a bunch of places, because it's really good that you're talking to people. And I feel like two people that you're – I'm getting twos all around you, but anyway – two people that you're talking to, one's a guy and one's a woman, who somehow are connected to your getting work in a new level. You want work that's more profound and more creative.
Yeah, and more stable.
Mm-hmm. I think you're going to be working, right today at least, one of the opportunities that you're going to consider is working in a school, and it's like a college for writing and producing, that sort of thing, you know? Theater, too.
Wow.
And I think you'll really like that.
Well, I'm open, even though I'm not, I've never been a teacher, but I'm open.
Could you teach?
I would have to, it'd have to be in something I'm good at or I'm knowledgeable about.
Yeah, I don't think they were asking you to build bridges or anything. There's something about theater that you're very good at, and you're also very inspiring about. Maybe it's improv. I don't know, but there's something that you'll want to do it for a while anyway. You know, it makes you feel heard, listened to, supportive, and supported. You need to be a part of something. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's why I've been craving this kind of work, though. Because even though I make really good money doing part-time stuff, I'm like, I think I would benefit from being in a part of a group for a long period of time.
Yeah, and you also have this creative soul that's kind of stewing and bubbling a bunch of things. You need somebody to challenge you to bring it up. You know what I mean? It gives it life, and you start to really...
Exactly.
So that's coming up, Lisa, and I expect that you're going to call us and let us know.
Well, thank you, and I'll let you know, definitely.
You take care of yourself, and thank you so much for calling in.
Thanks. You too.
Okay. Bye. So that's an interesting, because I'm not always, I guess I believe if we're going to be able to change our energy and change our resonance and change our reality, I don't really believe prediction should hold anyway. You know, I'm pretty not cynical about them. I just go, wow, if predictions are all going to hold, then we can't change our reality. And I don't believe that. I believe that we can change our reality. And sometimes it means that you feel like you're in an ocean and you have to kick really hard to get to the surface. I know that. And sometimes the kicking means visualization, vibrational activities, singing, yodeling, moving your energy field, moving your energy field. And not wanting to pick on you behind your back, Lisa, that what I saw in Lisa is a process of grabbing hold of herself, a reevaluating of self, and adding that spark that's in there. You all have that. So let's all look at the reevaluating of self. Let's take a look at what it is that makes you procrastinate. What is it about you that makes you shy or hold back? What is it about you that makes you overwhelmed or confused? These are the things that we all have in us at some time or another, and we want to move forward. Then we can radiate that feeling of, I really don't know, I haven't decided yet. We radiate, maybe if I avoid this, I won't have to do that or something like that. I want you to feel that. Or when you really doubt yourself. And sometimes it's fun to do this. When I really doubt myself, I have to sit still and say to my angels, you do this through me. You want to do it? You do it through me. And it helps me kind of get out of my own way. Because the thing about doubting yourself, well, here's another aspect of it. You want to have your own personal, your connection to your personal journey and your own guides and angels. You want to have that connection to be powerful enough to ignite some of your gifts and give you a clearer and clearer sense of your direction. Talking to Lisa, we talk about theater and her inner self lights up. And that's really not always easy, the easiest place to make a living, but if she's going to teach it or work somewhere in a school for it, there'd be different sort of adjunct aspects that she can do. So let's take a look at someone else who's got, someone else who's got, the first person that shows up has a lot of thyroid stuff going on. And that makes that person feel I feel like that person gets too hot. Flushes of heat. Sometimes a little bit of a blotchy skin. And it's a bit scary, isn't it? And we're saying that there's a... okay, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to ask you all to call in. Let's give our thyroids a real break here. We're going to help this one with the thyroid, but I want all of us to do some transformation through the thyroid, which we all need to do, because every time you go through life experiences, because gosh knows we've been through a lot of them, then what happens is the thyroid area or the base of the neck really gets challenged to transform these spiraling lights and wring out of them a whole bunch of wisdom, right? So either that or it gets backed up there and our thyroid goes awry, usually because of a lot of grief or a lot of stifled reactions. And maybe through some kind of, I don't know, I don't want to try and decide why it is like that. So let's take a minute and do some transformational energy up through the thyroid. That means if at the base of your spine, you've shifted your job or you found that, you're doing some creative visualization on financial things and your money is improving and you're releasing your family's poverty consciousness and you had a feeling of being depressed, but you've kind of released that. See, as we say all those things that are based on the first chakra and some in the second chakra, all those lights go spiraling up through all your chakras, don't they? So they hit the yellow chakra, the golden chakra, the green where the stress of grief is, sitting in your lungs probably from other lives, so it can ignite that. So you've got all these lights moving up through you because you've been consciously working on yourself. Now what happens? It gets to the neck because you have so much change wanting to happen in the neck itself. And a lot of times we get mixed up then. We're going, well, what's going on? I'm doing so much work. Why is it I have a sore throat? And I always say to everybody, then you say, hot diggity, I'm getting smarter. Sing, yodel, whistle, gargle, paint, draw, anything. It's your own synthesis of where you've been and where you're going, okay? So what we're going to do is send, we're going to call in some of the great new frequencies out there. Yeah. And when I say call them in, I like to feel them come in through the top of my head, and I'm holding my hands up, and I bring them down. You can feel them buzzing away, and then place them at the base of your spine. And we're going to augment those spiraling lights and how they move through your body. There you go. Now we're going to the base of the spine and feel those energies moving up through your body. Moving all the way up. That's right. And pay attention to where it gets stuck. Somebody's really stuck in the lungs. Yeah. Flex your jaw. It comes up to the clavicle area. Good. And now it's going to ring its way through your thyroid. And what you want to do when you get to the base of the neck is you want to pay attention to it. See it. That frequency. It needs the frequencies through. And allow yourself to express at least to yourself what's going on. Somebody's very congested in the head once it hits the thyroid and the neck. Then your head, your cheeks and everything are all funny. You feel that? Keep moving the energy through, moving the energy through, moving the energy through, right up to the top of the head. Yeah, with somebody, and then you notice a number of you hit your third eye. Good. Move it out through the third eye, straight up through to the top of your head, and way out into the great central sun. So whoever that was with your thyroid, I noticed that it's not totally done yet, but your thyroid is way easier. And one of the other tools to use is to sing or chant. Have you ever heard of chanting? Of course you have. They've been chanting since religion was first invented, and probably a long way before, right? This is not a religion. This is spiritual activity and frequency activity. So we're going to look for one more situation, and then we're going to say goodbye. Oh, I want to say that my next two guests are going to be very interesting. Now, what is this date? This is the, okay. My next guest is going to be either Judith Kravitz, who does transformational breathing, or Hyla Kass, who does a lot about natural highs and brain chemistry and that sort of thing. She's really very interesting. And both of those, I'm really excited. They're both going to come up. I'm not sure who's coming up on Tuesday. And then, did I hear somebody there? The week after that, it's going to be Steve Behrman with Swami Beyond Ananda. Woohoo! I'm excited about him. He's a hoot. Well, at least he'll make us laugh, too. Although Judith Kravitz is pretty amazing. She's the one who had, talking about thyroid, she's the one who had throat cancer. And she breathed her way out of it. She's got 8 kids. She's been working all over the world with her breathing technique. And it's pretty amazing stuff. It's a little like rebirthing, but a little different. And her style of healing, she says you can breathe almost anything out of your body. And so I've been practicing her breath. We'd had her on the show a while back. Now I don't have time to work with anybody else. But my name is Veronica Entwistle, and I hope you're going to listen to the podcast on my website, veronicaentwistle.com, because it's the last one is Brad Warner, who's the punk rocker and Zen master. He's really a wonderful, fun, peaceful character who likes to bridge gaps between supposedly disparate aspects of life, and hopefully we all do that to a degree. So again, this is Veronica Entwistle saying thank you so much for listening to Radiance by Design. Thanks for your call, Lisa, and thanks for listening, everyone else. And please access my website and enjoy some of the stuff that we're just putting up there. And also, if you've got a question for me, a suggestion for guests, or any kind of feedback, please do the Ask Veronica button. I'd love to hear from you. So good night, many, many blessings, and thank you so much for listening. BBSRadio.com
not Mr. Street. You could be here. Information and knowledge. Bringing humanity closer to truth. Radio.